Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We will be joined soon by John Rothman. He is a political analyst who is going to give, and also an historian and a presidential scholar. He'll give us his take on both of these things, how the rebuttal matched up to rebuttals in previous years to the State of the Union. The rebuttal, of course, is always done by the opposition party. And so we expect them to oppose the things that have been proposed and potentially to oppose the State of the Union as it's been just declared by the sitting president of the United States. It is what is expected. But was there anything different about this particular rebuttal that we can, that we can glean? And it's good then to be able to have somebody who is indeed an historian in addition to being a political analyst. And he's joining us right now. John Rothman, thank you so much for being with us this evening.
Pat, my pleasure.
I'm delighted to have you here, John. So we heard, of course, President Biden's speech, and I do want to talk with you about that. But Governor Huckabee Sanders has just concluded her rebuttal. So let's start there. What are your thoughts on the tenor of her rebuttal to the State of the Union?
It was not effective because it wasn't really a response to what Joe Biden said. It was a list of the Republican issues. I would have preferred if she had answered point for point for point. The Republicans or the Democrats, when you're in opposition, have a problem because they write their speech before they hear the address by the president, and they stick to the script. Was her response effective? Well, the first thing you have to know is she started late, which meant her listenership fell dramatically.
Right.
Number two, she did not answer the president. She gave the litany of Republican responses. It was routine, not particularly effective, and unfortunately, and I say this very respectfully, that applies to Democrats and Republicans who try to give an instant response, which is not a response. It's a canned statement, which is pre-written, unlike the president, who really has to be on his toes. And that's what you saw tonight with Joe Biden. He was effective, powerful, direct, and wasn't afraid to respond.
Well, and he did respond. He responded, and that was something that we were talking about with Doug Sovereign, too, is that when he was being heckled, and he was heckled throughout a great deal of the State of the Union address by the Republican members of Congress, but when they really began the heckling, and that had to do with the debt ceiling and Social Security and Medicare, he held them. I mean, it seemed like he was on top. He was controlling things, and they were just getting more frustrated with him. What was your perspective on that?
Well, it's interesting. Joe Biden was as effective as I have heard him in years. That's the number one takeaway. But number two, I wasn't looking at Joe Biden. I was looking at Speaker McCarthy. I wanted to see how he reacted. Did you notice how he tried to shush his members? Did you notice on occasion he didn't even know whether to clap or stand, or what quite to do.
Hmm.
And I think the reality is that the Republicans have a problem. They do not have an affirmative program. And what you heard from President Biden, whether you agree with the program or you disagree with the program, was an effective, articulate presentation. So my reaction, listening to the speech and watching it, was that it was the most effective State of the Union I've heard in many years. And unfortunately, and I really say this very respectfully, the response, and again, whether it's a Democrat or a Republican, they do not have the advantage of point-for-point rebuttal. And let me tell you, I was a debater in high school and in college, and we took notes, and we were able to speak directly to our opponents. And that's exactly what anyone who gives the response to the State of the Union should do. And the other thing, of course, is timing. Her timing was off in terms of starting, which meant that she lost a considerable part of her audience.
Yeah, she truly did. I mean, there's no question about that. People were tuning out. It seems as if you're going to do a rebuttal, you want to jump right on it immediately. So they did have, though, as all of us did, some excerpts from what the president was going to talk about. She didn't really refer to any of those excerpts even. It seemed as if it was a grievance, highly insulting.
Well, look, Pat, you and I talked earlier, and you said, when will the president's remarks be released? I said they're going to give a point for point, and about 2 minutes after you and I got off the phone in anticipation of tonight, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
There was a point for point. You were able to read it. I was able to read it. Unfortunately, and I don't want to make this sound like a partisan pitch, but whoever gives the opposition speech ought to read it. And let me tell you, I listened to Sarah Huckabee Sanders today. She was a press secretary to the President of the United States for a little more than 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
She knows how to be involved in a give and take. But there was no give or take.
Mm-hmm.
It was simply a recitation of traditional Republican principles. We now know that tomorrow in Arkansas, she's going to issue this massive educational reform.
Right.
Well, let me tell you, that was a slap at. That was a slap at DeSantis, because he also is running on that principle. So, and a neighboring state, by the way, to Arkansas. So one of the things that we have to take away from this is, I would have preferred, frankly, if there had been a point-for-point response. Is she an effective national spokesperson for the Republican Party? I don't think so. And I think it's very important. I listened to you and Doug earlier. A person who gives the response does not, and I want to underline this, does not generally go on to a national profile.
Mm-hmm.
And that is clearly the case here. Frankly, they would have been better off if they'd had somebody from the Republican side, either in the House or the Senate, who really was able to tackle what the president said. Sarah Huckabee Sanders was not up to the task. One thing I found very interesting is she talked about her time as press secretary, and she talked about going with President Trump to Iraq
yeah.
in the battle against ISIS. And I thought it was effective, but you know what she didn't do?
Hmm.
Remember she said that patch was handed to her?
Right.
She didn't hold up the patch.
Oh.
And, you know, if I were her and I were going to be dramatic in what I was trying to do, I would have been able to do that. So I did not consider her response effective, but so we're clear, and so our listeners understand this, no response that is given in a prefabricated or pre-canned speech
right.
to the President of the United States can really be effective.
And it's not really a rebuttal, it doesn't seem like either. John Rothman, I appreciate so much you joining us this evening and helping us to clarify some things. I look forward to the next time we speak. John Rothman, who is a political analyst, he is a presidential scholar, he is an author and historian, and he is also a teacher.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.